That was the entire 10 minutes, Bill?
Yes.
Thank you, Heather.
My pleasure.
Let's see. We need to get Jim back. Is he here, by hope? He's not. Does someone have his phone number? Who can give him a call immediately?
Me to call Jim?
Yes.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, we should have him on the phone in about a minute. Let me say, by the way, that the reason why Heather and Joseph were not available earlier is no fault of their own. I sent them an access code that had one number missing. So my apologies to both of you for doing that and to the board for the disruption that it caused.
He'll be right with you.
Okay. Jim, is that you?
Hello?
Jim? Well, Campbell or anyone else, would anyone like to sing?
To sing?
can I go with
Christmas carols or what?
Sure, why not?
I give the final for the KPFA fund drive?
Yes, sure, great.
361-359.
All right, congratulations to everybody at KPFA and Arlene. That's the greatest pitching I've ever heard of.
I'm jealous.
Huge.
What was the goal set before the drive?
The goal that we set before the drive that we thought was doable was $150,000.
So more than twice.
Goal for the November and December drives combined, and we didn't hold the 2 days in November, according to the budget, was $234,000.
So we're $130,000 above our
Excellent.
Most optimistic projection.
Congratulations.
5 days versus 6 days, and did it in 5 days rather than six.
On the last day, we did almost $15,000 on the web.
Yeah.
Wow.
A week or 10 days to get more online pledges.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
The last day was $77,583.
Jesus, we haven't had a day like that in years.
No. The last day, including the web, was $92,200.
Wow. Yeah. Not sure we've ever done that.
We've done over 100,000 before, but that was way back when the economy was fantastic.
2003,
Jim,
Mike. Yeah.
Even more congratulations for KPFA.
That's great.
Absolutely.
That's almost the total goal for the whole 4 to 5 days. My God.
But Jim, that's a great lead in to your pitch. You have 10 minutes, nominally 3 minutes, to say whatever you'd like to say, but it's your 10 minutes to do what you like, and you've got the floor.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
And this is where I should, because I just rejoined, this is where I should talk about the task force proposal?
No, this is where you should talk about why we should elect you for the affiliates representative.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that I was going to speak tonight. Thought that because of the time limitation that as I suggested that I would just submit my written statement and then if people had questions about that they could ask.
Jim, you so I asked Jim whether he wanted to waive the 10 minutes time, and he apparently
yes.
wrote back to me and said yes, and I never saw it.
File's done.
I guess we could just ask questions if anybody has questions and would like to ask them.
Bill, would you like to start with your
question?
Well,
okay, I'll ask
the
same question I've been asking others. How much time do you expect to be able to spend on the PNB and the committees, and what are the committees besides the affiliates to be interested in?
Well, I definitely have, I would say, at my disposal about 10% of my time. My job as manager of a community radio station is very demanding. The current problem that I do have sometimes is when the in-person meetings conflict with our fundraising schedule, and that has happened way too much in the past year. I would hope that there will be some opportunities for me to be able to attend more in-person meetings, because I'd really like to be able to participate in those. But I do appreciate the committees that I am on currently. I'm on the programming committee and the technical committee, as well as the task force, and I like that a great deal. I wish there was some sort of development or fundraising committee that I could be on, since that is a lot of my experience, not only here at WMNF, but also with my close to 30 years in Pacifica. That's one of the things that I did best, and I wish that I was able to somehow give input into the things that have worked and some of my talents in that direction.
Campbell, did you get a chance to ask your question?
I will. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Would you describe what you believe a collaborative relationship would be in working with the Affiliates Task Force? What would this look like?
It would really look like a lot more than just only communicating at the time that we have task force meetings, but coming up with agenda items together in a collaborative fashion, brainstorming about problems that affiliates are having, or the ways in which affiliates can actually help the Pacifica Foundation. Also reaching out to, part of the collaboration process is reaching out to more affiliates to try to get them to join in the task force, because we really do need much more input than we're currently getting from the affiliates across the country than we currently have on the task force.
Okay. Are there any questions? Other questions?
Well, I can ask my second
okay,
one. Okay. Jim, if you were elected chair of the Affiliates Task Force, how would you describe your role in representing the affiliates to outside organizations and persons?
It would be very similar to what I have been doing since I have been on the task force, and that is making sure that whenever possible, sometimes on my own dime if I have to, attending some of the major radio conferences around the country, such as the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, things of that nature. But, you know, as chair, I do want to see us coming in a very collaborative way together on the task force to create those agendas that we need to move the work of the task force forward, to make sure that we are open and communicative, and that our work gets done in the channel that we have of the task force, and that necessarily we form subcommittees in order to get more of the work done throughout the month. And I don't know what that raspberry was about, but thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sounds like someone's freaking up terribly.
going on here?
Okay. Do we have any more time, Bill?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Or 4 minutes, sorry.
Any other questions for Jim? Okay.
I can ask one.
Good.
Jim, if in terms of moving the affiliates task force forward, what would you see as being a prime project or goal for it to achieve over the next 6 to 8 months? Or several goals, if you have those.
Well, you know, one of the biggest goals, I think, is to really do outreach and surveys of affiliates around the country to see what they need our help with, and also what are the things that they would like us to do to serve them. You know, I think that's the most important thing that we can do, and we're not doing enough of that right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
George,
yes?
I don't have a question for the candidate. I just have, a point of information it would be.
Kathy?
Yes, this is Kathy. Can you tell me what the process for this election will be?
Yes. Let me just see if there's any more questions.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wants to ask a question before we run out of time? So, Jim.
3 minutes.
Okay, well, hearing none, I want to thank Jim for responding, and all of the candidates for, again, being willing to commit the kind of time and energy and resources and make the kind of emotional commitments that are required. The process would be we're going to vote by email. We have 10 days after the... this was essentially decided by the coordinating committee, and... Tracy, correct me if I'm wrong about what we decided. That we'll essentially send emails to Christine Niera in the national office, just declaring it's STV voting. So you rate first, second, third. I guess you can do that too. The votes are counted by the usual STV process, and I think we'd agreed that there would be somebody in the national office monitoring the counting of the votes. Tracy, did I get that roughly right? Anything else to add to that?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think probably the coordinating committee can send out the ballots, and we'll do that on the conclusion of this call.
Okay.
And then, yes, they would be returned to Christine's custody, and then I guess it would be up to her to... announce the date of the count, and we'll make sure that there's several witnesses there.
Okay.
In Berkeley.
It's Christine at Pacifica.org?
I'll have to check what her email address is. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I'll enclose it with the ballot form, which I should be able to get out to you guys tomorrow.
Oh,
is there any objection to that procedure?
Mr.
Chair?
The deadline?
I'm sorry? Who's
deadline
that
for voting?
That procedure for voting, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, point of information?
Yes.
Basically, paraphrasing Bill Crozier's question, will the voting be due 10 days from today?
No, 10 days from the day you receive the email from Tracy.
Yes, which will probably be tomorrow.
Okay, 10 days from tomorrow.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's right. Okay, we are in fact out of
time.
Can
you hear me?
I can, Elaine, yes.
It's Christine at Pacifica.org.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We're actually 5 minutes over time for the open meeting. We have lots on the agenda. We also have an executive session, which has only about 35 minutes in it at the moment, but we need to hear both from... do I have the time right? Is it really?
Yes,
it is, isn't it?
Yeah, we're supposed to end about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. I had it at 10:40 Eastern Time, which would have been just 7 minutes ago. We have a lot here that, and I don't know whether, some of it is urgent. We need to make a decision on where we're going to hold the in-person meeting. The motions and unfinished business, some of those I know you think need to be done. I don't know from speaking to you all that you think you need to have them done sooner than could be done at the at a meeting in January. It would be, I don't know, the first Friday in January was what I had in mind. My suggestion is, and I know this is not going to be fun, but if you all think this needs to happen before the Christmas break, then I suggest we have to have a continuation meeting, and I would suggest it for this Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Objection.
No way.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard Mann.
You have the whip in the chair?
Yes.
This is Richard.
If there's no interest in that, then we won't. But Richard, go ahead.
I'd like to move that we suspend the rules, or however you call it, and go on and have another 30 minutes of open session, and at least talk about, or until we finish the finance report and the coordinating committee report. And then we add an additional 30 minutes to the closed session so that we can get our work done tonight.
Is there a second to that?
No.
Second. I'll second.
Okay, so the first part of that motion is to extend this meeting for 30 minutes. Is there any objection?
Until
we complete those two items, which I agree are the most critical.
And what are those items again?
The coordinating committee report and the finance committee report, which is essentially the approval of the PFW budget.
Coordinating committee, but not WPFW budget.
What's that?
I'm okay with the coordinating committee report, but I've got problems with the PFW report.
The motion is to extend time for 30 minutes. Is that correct?
I think technically it was
those two items.
All right.
Change the agenda, I don't know what it was.
A point of information.
Bert?
Yes.
Is there a standing rule in effect that all meetings must end by 11:30 Eastern Time?
There is.
So this, if we extend this meeting for 30 minutes, we have to forego the executive session.
No, we don't. The standing rule can be changed by 2/3 vote, and to extend time requires 2/3 vote. So it really doesn't matter.
George?
Yes, Arlene?
We do have one very time sensitive item for the executive session.
I know that. We do need to have the executive session. And as I say, the alternative is, I think, is a continuation meeting, because I think what we need to get some of this done. Unless anyone wants to say anything else about it, I'll go to a vote on Rich's motion to extend time for 30 minutes. Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 30 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We need it.
We do need it. Let's go
Mr.
through.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Point of information?
Yes.
Are we taking Richard's motion in two steps?
Yes.
Or in one step?
In two steps. If the first step fails, we're going to go right into executive session.
Thank you very much. You clarified. Go ahead.
Yes.
Texas two-step.
Gotcha.
Afia, would you call the roll, please? So a yes vote is to extend for 30 minutes.
Charles McNair?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Wanzala. Sean O'Brien.
Pass.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese. Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Yes.
George Wright. Oh, I'm sorry. Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Mia Bediako. Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Pass.
Alonzo Brown.
Pass.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimmery Orendorff.
Yes.
Hey Kimmery.
Marcel Reed. Marcel, I know. Jim Bennett.
Pass.
Lucia Wangaza, abstain. Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
She abstained.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Abstained.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. 1, 2, I believe 2 noes.
Passes.
I call for the passes. I'm sorry, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, so that makes 11 yeses, 2 noes, and 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion passes. We'll extend time for 30 minutes. It's now... It's now 5 minutes after 11. That would extend it past the time for the executive session. I'm going to take up now the second part of Richard's motion, which is to go into executive session for, how long did you say, Richard?
30
minutes? That would certainly do it for, Ricardo, are you here? Or for 30 minutes, that's the motion. Is there a second to that?
Alberto seconds.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
I object.
Yeah, I do, too.
Okay.
I am here, George.
What's that? Ricardo, I know that LaVarne has something that needs to be done in this meeting. Do you have anything that needs to be done in this meeting?
Ricardo does not need anything done at this meeting. He does need something done at the executive session.
That's what I meant, the executive session.
Yes.
You do. Okay. So those are the only two items on the agenda in any case. Okay, take the roll. If a yes vote says that we will, at the conclusion of the open session, we will go in for another half an hour in the executive session. A no vote means no.
Isia, no. Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Marcel Reed? Campbell Johnson?
No.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Hold on.
Alex Steinberg?
Now they're trying to pass a motion to extend.
Pass.
Just call in. Call in.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Jennifer Jaeger.
Can you hear me, Kathy?
I abstain.
Nina Bediako? Richard Udell?
Yes.
Hi, this is Summer on the call.
Summer.
Hi.
Hi.
We're in the middle of a vote, Summer. Do you want to know what the vote is about?
Yes, please.
We're voting whether or not to extend. We've extended this open meeting till for 30 minutes, which will make it 11:40, and we're now voting whether to have the executive session, which will for a half an hour after that.
May I inquire as to what we're considering an open session that we're extending for?
Well, we have two reports from open session or executive session. We're finished with the open session. The only thing that's at issue now is whether we will have the executive session.
Well, don't we have a pressing legal matter that we should make some decision
there,
on?
There are both, yes. I've heard from both the CFO and the general counsel. They said they have things that they need to have done.
Well, I think it would be dilatory if we didn't attend to those matters. Does the yes vote support going into executive session?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Alberto Luera?
Yes, ma'am.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Rico Ross? Summer Reese?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Leslie? Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Shyam Agnew?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions, and 1, 2, 2 no's.
Okay, so the motion has the two-thirds it needs. That's the sequence. Then we now have a half an hour for open session. The next item on the agenda is actually the finance report from Levarne. Levarne, is there anything you need to report in open session, or could that all be folded into your report in executive session? Levarne? Arlene, are you there? Levon, are you just muted, or? Well.
Point of information?
Yes.
Ricardo's on the line, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I don't know what to do with that other than to go to skip the financial report. We'll come back to
Mr.
that.
Mr. Chair, maybe John Amala could get in touch with those folks.
Yeah, John, if you try. John, are you there? I'll send him an email.
These people in Berkeley may be out celebrating all that money.
I'm still here.
would you call the office or wherever Arlene and LeVon are and ask them to get back on the line?
Okay, let me try to reach.
George?
Yes.
LeVon, hello.
Oh, hi, LeVon.
I'm sorry, I was talking and I thought it was, couldn't, it was, I thought I was speaking to you. So just briefly, just want to give the results. The auditors are leaving this moment. They're going to the airport. This is the second visit. They have done a preliminary trial balance. I'd given out preliminary results for the fiscal year. It would look really bad. I think I'd shown about $1.6 million. It looks like the loss is $1.8 million. It's going to require very stringent adherence to our budgets that we're developing, and also it will require some more actions on some on budgets that will not that currently are not delivering a surplus. So this is I just want to repeat again that our loss for the year, and in terms of where the losses were, I can't give you the exact, but at the time KPFA had about a $600,000 loss. WBAI about another 600, and the rest of the loss, the other loss was at WPFW. But if we look at the trial balance now, it looks like the only unit that actually showed a profit or surplus was actually the Pacifica Radio Archives, and there's a surplus there is because we show central services transfers to that unit. So, again, this is where we'll require serious adherence to our budgets, that we produce budgets that we can deliver. It looks like with the results this late fall drive that K and at A that the economy seems to be turning, that the listeners, either that or the programming, when I said WBAI, the programming is what our listeners want to hear, and that, you know, this is the way we're going to have to do it. We'd like to look at, we've talked about doing a major fund drive to basically, and we're really into a position where we do need to save the foundation, and we think we can do it if their fund drives are successful, and they appear to be, so we're looking at something like in late February or beginning of. So that's where we are right.
Okay. Anything else? Okay,
Mr. Stack,
for a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, LeVon, just clarify for me. You just said a $1.8 million loss. Does that mean expenses over revenues when you say the word loss?
That means that expenses exceeded revenue.
That's. I just wanted to be clear on that. We didn't just lose that money. That's just how far we are behind in terms of expense over revenues. Thank you.
Right, right, because the expenses include things like depreciation, which is what we do at the end of the year when we do the audit. And so the other thing just want to let you guys know is that, you know, the audit, we have produced our balance. Today is December, whatever, the 17th. So we've got our old auditor back. So we're looking at the meeting in Houston that our auditor will be there with our produced a report, and that we expect our taxes to be filed on time.
Okay, and what is the cash balance in the foundation?
I did get that, George, because I know we wanted to hear that. But it's 900 and I have it right here, 946. But that is changing because of the success of the drives at A and at K and BAI. So particularly at K, with A exceeding it by $200,000. That the cash will definitely improve by December the 30th. So right now, the number that I have here from my little worksheet is 946. Let me just write here cash flow. So that's where we are right now.
Thank you. And will we be able to get a projected cash flow balance?
I'll have that. It's changing now with the success of the drives, but that's what I'm working on. I've sent out the information to the business managers. But right now, the number I have is 9.3 as today. With of course, KPFT and has their projected cash balances through March.
I'm talking about a projected cash balance for the network and sending it to the PNB in a form that we can read it so that we'll have a sense of when in the future we're going to be in serious danger and
again. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm that's what I'm working on.
Okay.
Mrs. Summer, can I be on the stack, please?
Yes, go ahead. Good, Summer.
Okay, thank you. Hi, LaVarne, thank you. Do you have an approximate, or I guess I'd like to know where we're at with democracy now in terms of making arrangements and or how big of a portion of that is there, and also where we're at in terms of legal bills since we seem to keep having legal expenses. Just whatever you can give us. Now, it doesn't have to be all the hard and fast numbers, but just where we're at in terms of trending on those issues and any negotiations.
Okay, I have that on a sheet. I'll send that to you now. But
please, thank you.
Now we owe $470,000. For the legal bills, which what you've asked for, in which we can, yeah, that the auditors are out on that, some next week, but primarily the first week in January before we go to the meeting, that we can give you the details on the legal bills. But in terms of legal bills, I can tell you now that we are at about almost 72,000 on current legal bills. The legal bill for Siegel and Yee, we have it at 72,000. Friegler, we actually owe 21,000, but some of that we've actually we will be paying. So our legal bills are and as you know, that it's been sued about the election pay. So you know, we were in court on that. On Wednesday.
Yes, and hopefully we'll get some more information about that in the closed session.
We can do that after. We've just finished with the auditors. We still have to wrap up with some research and analysis on Monday and the rest and through the end of this year. So in January we can go in and go and all the detail that you want on the legal.
Okay, thank you. And what about the Democracy Now? Are we doing something about making arrangements or?
Well, Arlene has spoken with Amy in the past, and we wanted, and I believe she did speak with her again after we got the CPP. I think I sent that to everyone to show how we distributed and applied the CPP funding.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we owe that, and FSRN, we owe the 190.
Okay, and we're distributing some of the CPP funds to them, too, I hope?
We did,
okay,
and we are.
Great.
But if we look at the national office, we're looking at our projected. Now we have about 60. At the end of the month, we're projecting to have like a zero cash balance in the national office, and that we will not have really funds. We have sent out our direct mail, so actually we will have funds getting, particularly in January, from our direct mail appeal, and also from the successful from the. Central Service from KPFA and K.
Okay, thank you, LaVarne. And I guess that leads into just my last question, which is where are we at on the credit card and the expenses for the board meetings and the Houston meeting and paying for the Berkeley and New York meetings? Could you
that's what I want to talk about in closed session.
Okay, all right, very good. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, anything else, LaVarne? Any other questions?
Yeah, Sean.
Gene?
Just a second, Sean. How much time have we got left, Bill?
Oh, I'm sorry. What are we, just a second.
You started 10 minutes after.
About 11 minutes.
No, we don't have 11
no,
minutes.
No, we actually,
for LaVarne's.
We started LaVarne's at 10:13 our time.
Okay. So we have how much?
And it's 10:22 right now.
Okay, so we have about 5 minutes. Is there anybody who hasn't asked the question yet that would like to? Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I just want to be clear because there was noise. LaVarne, are our legal bills to lawyers just $72,000? And also, what are our judgments, not just the legal bills to lawyers, but what are we on
the
That's the detail that we'll have to give you. But no, our bills to we our bills right now to attorneys are. In terms of current bills, not Siegel and Yee, we still owe 72, and we can talk about that in closed session, too. But what we have is what we've been billed, and that was the 70.
To answer your question, Sean, this is the government.
But, yeah.
There are no judgments against the foundation.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. That's a rare year.
Point of information.
Yes.
That does not include House counsel, right?
if we could get that amount as well. Thank you.
That's 58,000.
Thank you.
We have not been able to pay, and that's what we have to get on. That's what we need to do.
Could I request that we also get a breakdown of his billing based on case and consultation with the executive director and the board? If that could be emailed out to the board, I'd appreciate that.
We will look at the billings and see if it's actually that. Ricardo can tell you if it's broken down that way. And
okay.
We'll
thank you.
Ricardo, that was a request for bid. Okay.
my billing is broken out by litigation, by case if it involves litigation, and it also details what the bill is for if it's a phone conference with the executive director, and then of course it has the amount of time.
Very good, thank you. Could we request that you please send a copy of those bills to us? Your email, whatever your electronic form is.
Would you like me to do that?
I'm sorry?
Would you like me to do that?
If you could, please, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
I have bills that have been paid.
Okay.
I have bills that have not been paid, like for the last 8 months.
Yeah, if you could send them with the aging, that would be good.
How many months of bills would you like?
I'd just like to see what we currently owe you on and what's been paid. I mean, during this year, as part of regular, you know, looking at legal bills, seeing what's where we're accruing billing at.
I'll get you the bills for this year.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And altogether, that's around $130,000 if we add all that up in terms of legal bills to be paid. Correct.
Current, right, based on Craig Litianda and Steve No. And we have what people had billed us in the past, which is $72,000.
And that doesn't include the Cohen case, right?
Please move on.
The Cohen cases for WBA, for the stations, I'm just in the national office right now. The Cohen case, BAI. But you want all including the stations, is that correct?
We don't owe any money on the Cohen case. In fact, we have a balance in the Cohen case.
I think what Sean's really looking for is what our entire legal liabilities are at this time, which is something, you know, I know in the past certain things have been sent to the Finance Committee, but if we could get a refreshed update on
Should all of this be an open session?
Thank you.
Well,
I think the requests are appropriate for open session.
These are
just informational. They're not specific. Thank you.
Okay. How are we doing on time, Bill?
About 1 minute for LaVarne.
Anybody who hasn't asked the question wants to ask one. Okay. Hearing none, LaVarne, anything else you wanted to say?
Let me say it again because the trial balance is prepared as the auditors were leaving, and it appears that our loss is $1.8 million. Every unit had a loss as the revenue exceeded the expenses, with the exception of the radio archives. And that's because we actually showed all of the central services credits to the archives, although, you know, it was not actually all received. But that's the unit that showed a profit. So, you know, we have to applaud Brian for really aggressive working and with the NEA and American Archives Project. He's done an excellent job in terms of being Pacifica and the archives out there and getting funding and grants for that. So that's really good.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, LaVarne. The next up is Tracy with the Coordinating Committee report.
Oh, okay. That'll be fast. There were someone, please, with the whistle.
Stop that noise.
Okay. There were... This is kind of hard to conduct business.
There were two motions from the coordinating committee. However, because we're late, I'm only doing one. Let me see if I can find the language. Hold on. Basically, the drift of the motion is that if we do indeed have an annual meeting in January in person, and the motion is not about that, then there is a location question, and the location question is whether to use the meeting room at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel, where we will be sleeping, at a cost of $300 per day for the 3 days that we will be meeting, or whether we want to use a meeting space provided by a member of the Houston LSB, Ted Weisgall, which is being offered to us at something called Leisure Learning at a cost of, I believe, $75 per day, which is considerably less, but does bring up the issue of conflict of interest with a LSB member providing the space. So the coordinating committee did a poll. It's the recommendation of the coordinating committee that we use the space at the Four Points Sheraton where we will be staying and make other attempts to economize, including tripling up in the rooms or whatever else we need to do. So the motion that I am making is as follows. If the Houston in-person board meeting occurs on January 21st through 23rd, the PNB approves lodging and accommodations at the Houston Four Points Sheraton Hotel. That's it.
Second.
Summer to the stack?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Summer.
I just want to support Tracy in this for various reasons. Yes, avoiding factionalism is always to be had, but it's not just that. I mean, staying at the same hotel where you're having the meeting is the only thing that makes sense. As people may recall, in Washington, D.C., I didn't stay at the hotel, so I ended up camping out in other people's rooms because you stay late at the meeting. The meetings go forever. You need to be able to go roll to your room, go to sleep. People have after-meeting meetings. It just makes a lot more logistical sense not to have people trying to get taxied around and ferried around to where they're staying from where they're meeting. If we can have it in one location, that is the only way to go in any situation unless it's completely prohibitive, and that is not a prohibitive amount of money. So if all our meetings should be so cheap, we would be lucky. So I firmly support, like, holding the meeting at the hotel. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Alberto,
take that in a second.
Yes.
Alberto.
I would like to call for the question.
Yeah, I just need a point of clarification information.
Yes.
When you say $300...
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you say $300, are you saying $300 per day per room?
She's talking about the meeting room only, I think, right?
Meeting room.
Let Tracy answer the
question.
I
am going to refer that point of information to George because I didn't see the paperwork from the hotel. Straight up, my understanding was $300 per day total for the meeting rooms that we will be using. If you could clarify that, George, that would be great.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
But that doesn't. So that does not include the overall costs of the rooms.
The rooms are $78 a night, double, triple, or quadruple occupancy.
Right. It does not include sleeping. Correct.
Thank you.
So, we had
a call for the question.
Do we have a grand total, though? I mean, a ballpark figure on what we're
talking
about here?
Yes. I actually did the calculation carefully, and the number comes out to $10,480, but that's an estimate of the airfare based on everybody having booked Southwest Airlines.
Borrow my hat.
About 2 days ago. The
I
average.
You motioning towards
the,
your head.
Can I please finish
I'll
speaking?
Find
Summer, microphone. Summer, please, you're heard.
Oh, I apologize. I'm at work while I'm on this call. Sorry.
So that's based on airfares, which were, you know, you could have gotten 2 days ago. I would guess if we don't if we don't pick it up quickly, that the cost will probably rise about $2,000, about $100 a person for 21 people. The average airfare was $260 on Southwest. It would probably go up about that much.
A
question, George. Are you including occupancy in the hotel rooms or triple occupancy or what?
That was calculated on double occupancy. If you make it triple occupancy, you get a significant number less.
Mm-hmm. So that's an option if we decide
is.
To go that
we
way.
We could. I think we could clearly make it. Definitely to let us do quadruple occupancy. You cut the room bill in half. You'll be down around $9,000. Even with the increase in airfare.
Follow-up point of information for the CFO. Do we have the money?
That's a good question. we do not have the cash now. We are expecting funds from the direct mail drive. We have successful drives at K and A. So we're expecting to actually get central services. But at this time, our B of A card is at $54,004.
What? Say that again. Yeah, there was people ringing. We couldn't understand you.
The B of A Visa card, the amount is $50,716. That's what the balance is.
What point of information?
Yes, Andrea.
How much do we owe the travel agent then?
We owe Becky Leon $10,836.28.
Point of information?
Yes.
Have we explored conference call and the cost?
We have explored a means to address some of these costs, and that's the one that I'm planning to speak about in closed session.
Okay. For a conference call. That's it. Okay.
Point of information.
What's your point of information?
Madam CFO, in your professional opinion, is this a wise expenditure at this time?
My position, Mr. Director, as CFO, is to carry out the wishes of the board. And so, if you want my advice, I have an alternative. I have a means to address some of these outstanding invoices, which I'd like to share in closed session. So until I can talk about those, unless the board accepts those, then I can't really give you an opinion.
Thank you. I look forward to your comments in executive session.
Okay.
Point of information.
But I want to make a comment first, and since this is in public public session, I want it to be heard by whoever might be listening. Our bylaws require that we have an in-person meeting, and our bylaws say very specifically it cannot be held by telephone conference.
Thank you. LaVarne, I may have missed it, but did you give a cost estimate, or Tracy, did someone, on what the total cost for the Houston meeting will be? I know Houston's a cheaper market than New York or D.C., but I didn't catch what the total was estimated at. Thank you.
I can answer that. I made the estimate of $10,480. That was based on airfares that were available a few days ago. That's based on double occupancy. We can do triple or quadruple occupancy if we want to.
Point of information?
Yes.
I respectfully disagree about what the bylaws say we should or shouldn't do, but my point of information is that...
The compressor.
As I understand it, we would vote on this motion now to say whether we want to stay at that hotel, and then in executive session we'll vote whether or not the meeting will happen.
Right.
That's the way Tracy has phrased it. I want to read, since you raised the issue, I want to read what the bylaws say. The annual meeting of the Board of Directors shall take place in late January each year or at such times and places as agreed by a majority vote of the Board of Directors. The board should also regularly meet in March, June, and September each year. The four regular board meetings shall rotate through the five Foundation radio station areas so that meetings do not take place twice in the same radio station area until the meeting has been held in all other station areas. The board may hold special meetings, but not regular meetings, by telephone conference, video screen, communication, or other communications equipment, provided, however, that telephone appearance at meeting schedule as in-person meetings is not permitted. We don't even allow the directors to call in to develop.
Point of information.
So that is exactly what the bylaws say. What's your
point of information? Did you just point of information?
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes.
Did you not just read that after the first few words saying that the annual meeting would be in January, isn't there a comma that says something like unless
or at such other times and places as agreed to by a majority vote of the board of directors,
which means
isn't that in there?
Yes, that's in there.
Yes, it is.
Does that mean that we have to hold one, or we're violating our bylaws? Thank you.
It means you have to hold one. It just doesn't have to be in January.
It doesn't have to be in January. We have, in fact, moved some of them others around. But you must hold it in person, and you cannot replace it by a teleconference. That's what the bylaws say.
Well, point of information?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be in January.
All bylaws, you know, we always have bylaws, but then there are what they call exigent circumstances. And
okay, this is a conversation. I just wanted to make the public aware of what the bylaws say. This is a conversation we can have later on in terms of what you want to do about the issue.
Get me on the stack.
Point of information?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman? Put me on the stack.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have been calling the question
you have
for
called
a
the
whole
question.
Bunch of time.
This is true. Is there a second to calling the question?
Second.
Okay. Nothing else can be done now but call the question. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes.
Okay, take a roll on a call on whether or not to call the question, Sophia.
Well, can I tell you why? Don't I get
point of information?
Yes.
Sorry, I had to step away. What question is being called?
Tracy, would you read the question?
Oh, yes. The question is, if there is to be an in-person Pacifica National Board meeting January 21st through 23rd, it is the recommendation of the coordinating committee that both lodging and accommodations be at the Houston Four Points Sheraton and not at the leisure learning space offered by LSB member Ted Weisgall. So the motion is for the PNB to endorse that recommendation by the coordinating committee and hold the meeting at the Houston Four Points Sheraton.
Okay.
A point of information?
There's better wording, but that's the drift.
Okay, point of information?
Yes.
Is that Houston place is not in anywhere near Stinky Dina, is it?
I do not believe so.
It's in the middle. It's in the middle of Houston, actually, an accessible area.
Thank you.
Is it possible to bring up the question of exigent circumstances, which I think applies to all bylaws?
Not now.
What we're doing now is voting on calling the question, and it's not debatable. Would you call the roll, Afia?
Yes. Okay. John Trom Agnew.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
That's a nice slide, Tracy.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Jill Gonzalez? Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford? Leslie? Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross? Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Luera?
Yes.
George Ryder? Oh, I'm sorry. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Nia Bediako, Kathy Davis.
I'm sorry. I've been working since 6 a.m., so I'm having a hard time keeping track. Are we voting for the hotel now?
No, we're voting on calling the question.
Oh, calling the question. Sure, yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown? Alonzo?
You can say goodnight.
Campbell Johnson?
I'm staying.
Kimberly Orendorf? Kimberly?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We can now, Kimberly.
Okay.
Marcel Reed?
She's beautiful. Her clothes are so beautiful.
Marcel Reed, how do you vote? Can't hear you. Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Isio Ngaza, yes. Eleven, yes. Two no's and two abstentions.
Okay, so the motion passes. Is there any objection to Tracy's motion?
Yeah, it's me.
Is there any objection to Tracy's motion, which is, please, Summer, we can hear you. Please mute yourself.
No, I'm good.
Summer, we can hear your conversation. Please mute it.
How do you mute again for our conference call? I apologize.
Pound one, I believe.
Pound, I will try again. I tried before and it didn't work. I apologize.
That sounds like it worked. Is there any objection to the coordinating committee's motion that if the January meeting is held, it will be held in the hotel?
Four points.
Okay. Hearing no objection. How are we doing on time, Bill?
We're out of time.
Okay. I presume there is no motion to extend time on the open session. They're going to call this meeting adjourned, and we will move as quickly as possible into executive session.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.